What's up, y'all? It's your host, Jamie Messina, and I'm here to talk about a book today, one that is near and dear to my heart, one that I think can absolutely change your life, and that book is The Four Agreements. So if you haven't read this book, it is by Don Miguel Ruiz, and basically, it's a super simple read. It is like less than 200 pages, and what's in those 200 pages can completely transform your life. And so I want to give you a little bit about the book, but I recommend you go and get it yourself and read it. I'll link that in the show description. But the fact that in less than 200 pages, there is wisdom in here that could ultimately change the course of your life, I had to share. And it actually is the basis of my next group coaching program, but I'll talk a little bit about that at the end. So it's called The Four Agreements. And I'm just going to give you a synopsis, really, of what it's all about. And basically what it starts with is that each and every one of us were born our true authentic self. When you were born, you came into this world, your true authentic self, what I like to call your badass. You're a badass when you're born. You just show up. You live in the present moment. You do what feels natural to you and for you, right? And what happens is the first couple of years of your life, you live that way, but then we get domesticated. And so what that means is I have my cat right here jumping up on me. He hears me talking. He's coming on my lap. My cat, Benny, has been domesticated. He knows what to do. He lives in a house. He doesn't try to go outside, although sometimes he tries to sneak, but he goes in a litter box. You know, he knows where his food and his, water is. If he's scratching on things, he'll get sprayed. No, he doesn't even do that. He's so well domesticated that he doesn't even do that stuff. And so just like an animal, we as humans have been domesticated. So what do I mean by that? I mean that we're born our true authentic self, our badass little self, come out the womb that way. And then what happens is the world, society, our parents, religion, siblings, kids at school, teachers, the government, whatever it is, projects all this stuff onto us. And we take it on as our own. And so the book kind of refers to when all these things are taught to us, right? We take it on as an agreement. And so, for example, let's say your mom, when you were little, used to say that you had an ugly singing voice. You took that on as your own. And you said, okay, well, my voice is ugly, so I'm not going to sing. Right? And so things like that, right? But in addition, at a bigger level, like think about religion, think about the government, how we should dress, what's appropriate for a boy or a girl, or, you know, it really goes deep. And so we go through life with these projections, these things coming at us, and we take it on as our own. And over time, our badass self gets pushed down and down and down. And by badass self, I mean our authentic self. It's the innate being within us. When I think about, for example, say you go to a public restaurant and, you know, the family next to you has a little kid there and the kid just wants to sing at the top of his lungs. He loves to sing. His innate feeling is to start singing at the top of his lungs. But you're in a restaurant and there are other people there. And so the parents are like, shh, stop, stop, stop. But the kid keeps going because he doesn't know any better. And he's like, I just want to sing. Why wouldn't I sing? And eventually that kid gets scolded. And he learns that when he listens to his innate being, when he sings like he wants to do and just does what he wants to do, he's going to get scolded. He's going to get in trouble for that. And therefore, he learns and agrees that maybe who he is at the core isn't who he should be. And so he starts to have that agreement, oh, well, I need to be quiet in public. I need to not sing when I want to. It's not right. It's not appropriate. And so that's just small examples of what this means to be domesticated. But really, we go through our entire lives that way. Anything anybody ever says to us or does to us or tells us what's good or bad or right or wrong, and we take that in, and then it becomes part of ourself. But is that our true self? And the answer is no. And so we have millions and millions of tiny voices in our head fighting back and forth, and only one of those are our true authentic self. So yesterday I posted in a Facebook group about, it was a quote from Eckhart Tolle, and it went along the lines of something like, wow, what a great freedom it is when we understand that that voice in our head is not us. And somebody responded and said, well, if it's not me, then who is it? And I wasn't able to respond right there because it's hard to write out in a few sentences, but who is it? It's everybody we've ever met in our life. It's everything we've ever learned and heard in our life in there. And sure, one small piece of that is our true authentic self. In addition to that, it's also your brain just trying to survive, trying to do what it does to stay protected and keep you protected. And sometimes it will say and do things that aren't necessarily good for you to keep you protected. And so we walk around our lives and grow up with this crazy amount of things going on in our heads, and oftentimes things that are contradicting one another. It's called in the book, The Big Mitote. And really, it's just a bunch of noise, a bunch of shit that was projected onto us. And because of that, our true self is deep within, but it's not out in the forefront. Because at a very young age, we learned that isn't who we should be. We need to present this way. This is what it's like to be accepted, to be good, to do all the things. And I think that can cause a lot of distress for a lot of people, for most people, as you get older. And unless you become aware that that has happened to us, we would live our entire lives just, you know, kind of for other people and not for ourselves, because we don't even know who our true self is. And so that's what they talk about being domesticated in the Four Agreements. It's a big piece of it, and understanding that and then beginning to unlearn that domestication so that we can really know who we are at the core and make decisions based on who we are and what we want. Now, in addition to that, there are these four agreements that if you take into account and you start to live under these agreements, your life will change for the better. And what they call it in the book is, you know, everybody is living in hell on earth right now. In your head, you have your own personal hell in your head going on. We don't need to die to go to hell or heaven. It's up to us right now to live that way. And most of us are living in hell because of these voices that are going on in our head, and because we are pushing our true authentic self down and out because we learned that that's not how we should be. And so the way to change that from a personal hell to a personal heaven is by following these agreements. And the first agreement they share is to be impeccable with your word. And so what does that mean? Be impeccable with your word, right? Super simple, but also very powerful. Now, your word, it's what I'm speaking right now. It's what I'm saying to you. Right now, I'm being impeccable with my word by sharing this book with you. Now, if I wasn't being impeccable with my word, I could be sitting here talking shit, gossiping, you know, saying, hey, you're an idiot. You better go do this right now, right? And that's a way of using your word in a not so positive way. And so what it really means to be impeccable with your word is to use your word for light, not for darkness. To use it for pure magic and not for black magic. So misuse of your word would be black magic. And so that's anytime we gossip, anytime we yell or get angry or tell people, call them names and insult them, anytime we do that to ourselves, all of that is misuse of your word. And so when you can agree to be impeccable with your word, to only use it for light and pure magic and not for, you know, causing pain and black magic, both to other people and yourself, that is super, super important. And so they use the example of Hitler. And it says, I'm going to read a part of the book for you. Take the example of Hitler. He sent all those seeds of fear, and they grew very, very strong and beautifully achieved massive destruction. Seeing the awesome power of the word, we must understand what power comes out of our mouths. One fear or doubt planted in our mind can create an endless drama of events. One word is like a spell, and humans use the word like black magicians, thoughtlessly putting spells on each other. How many times can you think back to your life where you did that to somebody else, or you did that to yourself? And so, you know, when we're domesticated, during our domestication, our parents and siblings all gave their opinions about us without even thinking. They used their word and gave these opinions about us, which were actually based on themselves, not necessarily us at all. And when we believe these opinions, we live in fear over the opinions, like not being good enough, right? Or not being good at swimming or sports or writing, or you're not smart enough, or you're not pretty enough, you're ugly, you're, you know, you don't know how to listen, you're not talented, you're bad at math, or whatever it is. It doesn't matter how beautiful that you are. If somebody called you ugly when you were young, you took that on as an agreement. And then you believe that you are ugly, and that is a spell, right? That is misuse of the word. So how do we use our word in a way that's going to help us to live a life that is heaven, that is pure magic, right? be impeccable with your word. And the first step is awareness. First step is awareness of that. And I'm just going to give you a very brief synopsis of what this book is about and why I find it powerful, but I really recommend that you go and read it. Or like I said, at the end, I'm going to talk about a program that we're doing that can help you to really implement this further into your life. Second agreement is, let's see, I have the book in front of me, so I want to make sure I go in the right order. To not take anything personally. Oof! How many times have you taken things personally, right? Whatever happens around you, don't take it personally. So let's say, for example, like I said, if somebody used their word against you, right? You're ugly. So let's say somebody says, hey, you're ugly. Without knowing you, right? They say, hey, you're ugly. Or you're stupid. It's not about you. It's about them. They're using their word against you because, you know, it makes them feel better or whatever it is. But we take it personally because we agree with what they say. The only time, so I have a mentor that says, words can only affect us to the level at which we believe them. And so if you don't believe you're ugly or you don't believe you're stupid, somebody can say that to you all day long and it wouldn't matter because you know that you're not, right? But when we take it personally, we agree with whatever it is that person said. And as soon as we agree with it, there's a poison that goes through us and we're trapped in that hell that I talked about in the beginning. We're trapped in it. And so the second agreement is not take anything personally. This has a lot to do with our ego, right? We think that we are responsible for everything. Everything is always about me. But really, at the end of the day, nothing other people do is because of you. It's because of them. We all have this own dream in our mind, and mine is completely different from yours and yours from somebody else's. We all have our own interpretation of what's going on in the world. And when we take something personally, we make the assumption that they know what is in our world, right? And then we try to impose our world on their world. Don't take things personally. Even when a situation seems personal, right? Maybe it's a direct insult at you. It has absolutely nothing to do with you. What they say, what they do, their opinion, it all has to do with the agreements that they've made in their own mind. They could very well think that you're ugly, but they made an agreement in their mind of what beauty is. And that might be different from yours, which is different from hers and theirs and whatever. We cannot take things personally. That is the second agreement. The third agreement, one of my favorites, and I think one that would save all the relationships in the world, friendships, partnerships, whatever it may be, is don't make assumptions. Oof, how many times have you made an assumption of what somebody was thinking, feeling, saying, doing, and just created this elaborate story in your mind of what it was? All the time, right? Unless we're aware of it. We have the tendency to make assumptions about everything. Now, the problem with making assumptions, it's really based on what we believe to be true, right? It's not based on actual truth. We're literally making up a story. And we could swear it's real, but it's not facts. We don't know. We're making an assumption. We make an assumption about what other people are doing, what they're thinking, right? And then we take it personally. We're making this huge story up in our minds about what it's about. And then we get to use our word and we get to react and blame them and send them the emotional poison I was talking about. And so when we make assumptions, we're literally just asking for problems. We make an assumption, we misunderstand, we take it personally, and we end up creating a whole big drama for nothing. When at the end of the day, you can ask for clarification. You can see, you know, what is it that they are saying? Instead of making assumption, we can be clear with people and ask what it is. Now, remember I talked about all those words happening in your head, all those conflicting opinions and thoughts and things that some are yours and some aren't. And we called it the big mitote. That's what the book calls it. And so when that's happening in the human mind, it creates a lot of chaos. And that can cause us to misinterpret and misunderstand everything. We only see what we want to see. We only hear what we want to hear. But we don't perceive things the way that they really are, right? We're dreaming shit up. We're imagining things. Just because we don't understand something, we make an assumption about the meaning, right? But we don't know if that's true or not. And usually it's not true at all. It's not even anywhere close, right, to what it is. They use an example in the book, and I'm going to give you an example of this. So you are walking in the mall, and you see a person you like. that person turns to you and smiles and then walks away. Now you can make a lot of assumptions just because of this one experience. With these assumptions, you can create a whole fantasy, right? And you can believe this fantasy and make it real. And the whole dream begins to form just like that. Next thing you know, it's like, oh my God, that person likes me. They want to take me on a date. And in your mind, a whole relationship begins from that. And you imagine all the things that are going to happen from that, right? Maybe you even get married. And then you realize, oh, they just smiled at me, but they were actually moving towards me to go behind me to meet their partner or something like that, right? Making assumptions is asking for problems, especially in our relationships. And the chapter goes further into that. And so when you read it, I would love for you to check it out. But that's number three. Don't make assumptions. And the fourth and final agreement is to always do your best. Now, here's the deal. Your best in this moment is different from your best yesterday. It's different from your best tomorrow. It could be different from your best 10 minutes from now. But when you agree to always do your best, you're never going to, you know, give yourself shit or be hard on yourself. You're going to just do your best in the moment that you have and give yourself grace, because sometimes your best is 60% and that's okay, because if that's your best, then that's okay. When you wake up refreshed and energized in the morning, your best will be different, right? It will be better than when you're tired at night. It'll be different or better than if you're sick, right? So it's better when you're healthy than when you're sick, when you're sober opposed to drunk. Your best depends on whether you're feeling wonderful or happy or upset or angry or jealous or whatever is in between. But every moment, your best will be different. And so when you make the agreement to just always show up and do the best that you can in the moment, the best you can with the tools that you have in that moment, and recognize that sometimes your best is going to be better, sometimes it's not. It's going to be worse. But as long as it's your best in that moment, that's what freaking matters, okay? And giving yourself grace on the journey. And so these agreements are super powerful. Simple and super powerful. And the book actually goes on to breaking the old agreements and how to break them and unlearn the stuff that was projected onto us and then apply these to our life. And when we do that, how we can really live a life of joy. A life where we remove all the outside noise, we get to know who we really are, and we show up every day as the best version of ourselves. That is freaking powerful. That is freaking freedom. And that is exactly why I created this program that I have starting. It's the next group coaching program. It starts the week of September 11th, called Unleash Your Inner Badass. I believe that when we were born, when we came out the womb, we were born a badass. We were born our true, innate, authentic self. We showed up, we were present in the moment. We didn't think about the past, we didn't think about the future, we didn't think about what we did 3 weeks ago. We just showed up, and the way we felt is what we did. And we were able to live our lives authentic to ourselves because nobody had projected any shit on us yet. And that badass is still within. It's just been pushed down and down and down and down and down over the years. Because as things were projected onto us, as we became domesticated, we learned or thought and believed and agreed that our true self wasn't okay, it wasn't right. We were either punished or rewarded for things that we did. And if you were punished for something that felt natural to you, then you thought, okay, well, I better not be that anymore. I better push that aside. I better hide that. And then we're rewarded for things that didn't feel natural to us. And we're like, okay, well, maybe I should do that now. And now here we are 20, 30, 40 years later, and we're just like, whoa, who am I and where did I go? But that true badass self is down there under all the projected bullshit, under all the domestication. It's there. And so based on this book, I created a program called Unleash Your Inner Badass. And what we're going to do in that program is really just unlearn all the shit that was projected onto us. We're going to unlearn all the bullshit, all the projections, all the things that we took on as our own, which we might not even be aware of, but is making us very unhappy in our real lives. Because life is too short to live your life for other people, to live your life based on what was projected onto you and not how you truly feel. And so I'm going to give you a little rundown of what to expect. So it's going to be a 12-week mastermind course, group coaching. We're going to meet weekly. We're going to have weekly live Zooms, weekly workbooks, and assignments. And so overall, we're going to unleash that badass within. We're going to unlearn all the bullshit, and we're going to learn how to live our lives by adopting these four agreements and relearn who we truly are. We're going to get to know who we are at the core. And so week one, we're going to get clear on what you want. We're going to set intentions to guide the journey. We're going to discover what your purpose is in life, like what you truly want and what aligns with you. And we're going to get clarity Clarity is the foundation of meaningful growth. We're going to get clarity on the things that you want, who you are, who you aren't, and where you're going. Week two, we're going to take ownership of your life. So many of us are walking around life not in the driver's seat of our own freaking life. We're in the passenger seat or the back seat or even towed in the back of our own life. We're letting everything else control it when really you need to step into the driver's seat. So week two is all about taking ownership. You step into the driver's seat of your life. You craft your destiny with purposeful, intentional decisions. Empowerment to shape your life according to your desires. Not what other people say you should do, not what other people say, you know, is right or wrong, or, well, you can't do that, you're too old, or this, that, and the other. Nope. We're going to shape your life according to your desires. In week three, we move into understanding our domestication. We're going to recognize societal conditioning. How did society condition me to be this way? And we're going to shed the layers of inauthenticity. We're going to shed the layers that aren't ours. We're going to become aware of the things that we do. We're going to become aware in the ways that we are domesticated. And really dive deep into that to figure out, okay, wow, I really am domesticated in this area and that area, and that isn't me. We're going to practice self-awareness about all of those things so that we can break free from all of that, break free from limiting beliefs, so that you can step into your badass self and start to live day to day as that person. Week four, we're going to activate that inner badass. How? We're going to unlearn the domestication. All the things that we were domesticated on, we're going to unlearn all of that, and we're going to rediscover our authentic self. We're going to do exercises and things around us to get to know who we really are at the core. We're going to practice self-rediscovery because we already knew it. It's just been pushed down. And that's going to lead to a reawakening of your potential. And as you do that and you reawaken and you rediscover who you are, you're going to be able to walk into life and move forward, making the decisions and choices and things that align with who you are at the core. Before everyone in the world and everything else told you who and what to be and what not to be. Imagine living that life. That's a life of freedom, if you ask me. Week five, we talk about the power of language. Remember I said be impeccable with your word? We're really going to lean into your word and how harnessing language's influence can really help us to thrive or not, right? How language can create a positive impact on ourselves and others or a negative impact on ourselves and others. We're going to learn communication tools. We're going to master communication so that we can foster meaningful connections and really just add so much positivity and good things to everyone that surrounds us. Think about that. When you really lean into your word, when you master communication, when you're impeccable with your word, that doesn't only affect you in a positive way. That affects your family, your friends, your partners, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your husbands, your wives, the people you work with. That is going to trickle to everybody that you know. Week six, we're going to learn to dream. And I'm not just talking about when we're sleeping, right? We're going to explore the dream significance, right? The significance of dreaming, both awake and asleep, because you're dreaming when you're awake as well. We're going to learn how to elevate your vibration and frequency so that while we're dreaming our dream, everyone is infected by our high vibration, by our high frequency. And when we get there, when we learn how to do that, oof, that's empowered manifestation through focused dreaming. When we get clear on what we want, when we elevate ourselves, when we vibrate from that vibration, a higher vibration, a higher frequency, when we dream intentionally, ooh, our life's going to change, and everyone that comes into contact with us as well. Week seven, we're going to talk about overcoming ego. Those second and third agreement, taking things personally and always making assumptions, that's our ego. And here's the thing, it's trying to protect us. So we're understanding the ego's role in this week seven, and we're thinking, okay, how do we use this to help us thrive? I know my ego's job is to keep me safe. So how do I use it so that it doesn't cause all these issues, all this drama, all these negative interactions in my life? And we're going to learn how to do that. We're going to transcend our personal limitations that our ego really, listen, our brain's only job, the ego's job is to keep us alive. And it's done a really great job of doing that up until this point. We're still here as a race, as a human race. So the brain's doing its job, but in the day-to-day, it's really affecting us in a negative way. So we're going to transcend those personal limitations. We're going to practice emotional mastery by taming our ego-driven reactions, by taking things personally and making assumptions. We're going to learn how to understand our ego's role, but use it in a way that's going to help us thrive. And week 8 is all about how to stay present with clarity. Breaking free, we're going to continue on with the things that, from taking things personally and making assumptions, we're going to break free from the assumptions. We're going to deepen our present moment awareness. We're going to focus on mindfulness as the foundation for personal growth. Learn how to be present in the moment. Really practice not taking those things personally, not making assumptions, so that we can really live in a way that feels good for us and everyone around us and helps us to thrive as the badass that we freaking are. Our true innate self, our authentic self. And week 9, we're leaning into always doing your best. Embracing imperfection, because there is perfection is not real. There is no such thing. And we're going to recognize that our best effort is always enough. And sometimes our best effort today is different from yesterday. Like I said, different from tomorrow, different 10 minutes from now, depending on the situation. But as long as you are doing your best, that is what's up. We're going to learn how to embrace your journey's ups and downs, because there will be them. Learn how to have compassion for ourselves. Learn how to use that self-compassion to lead us to sustained motivation so that we can continue to move on and show up in the way that feels good for us as our authentic badass self, so that we can move through life moving towards the things that we want, right? Week 10, we're going back to domestication. We're going to learn how to break free from the domesticated self. This is where we confront the internal judge, victim, and our limiting beliefs. Because we are always judging ourselves, or we're playing the victim, or we're holding ourselves back because of the stuff that was projected onto us, because of that domestication. We're going to practice self-forgiveness, not only for ourselves, actually. We're going to practice forgiveness for others as well, for the people that did domesticate us. They were just doing the best that they could with the tools that they had. They were teaching us what they learned. We're also going to have some self-liberation from past constraints. Up until this point, that domestication probably has held you back from doing a lot of the things that you wanted to do that was really aligned with who you are at the core. But because of that domestication, all that stuff in your head, you weren't able to show up as that person. Guess what? We're cutting free from that. We're going to step into who we are. We're going to forgive ourselves and move forward as this new badass version of ourselves. Which brings us to week 11, the badass path to freedom. This is where we really learn how to integrate weeks 1 through 10. We had a lot of wisdom in those weeks. We learned a lot of things. So how do we bring this to life? How do we show up day to day with all that we learned? We're going to learn how to respond instead of react. Oof! Responding instead of reacting is huge. And we're going to learn empowered resilience in the face of challenges, because challenges will come up. And oftentimes when challenges come up, what's the first thing to go? Our word. Challenges come up. Oh, I knew I couldn't do this. I knew, you know, you start not being impeccable with your word, or blaming other people for why the challenges are here. Instead of learning how to practice resilience in the face of the challenges, because the challenges, they're coming regardless. But how do you call up that inner badass so you move forward in the face of those challenges? Week 11, the badass path to freedom. And week 12, the final week, is owning your badass self, owning your authenticity. This is where we solidify that inner badass that we've met over the past 12 weeks. This is how we learn to thrive amidst external pressures. Because here's the deal. You're going to meet your badass self. You're going to meet the real you. You're going to unlearn what was projected onto you. You're going to undomesticate yourself, right? And what happens when you step out into the world? The rest of the domesticated humans are going to be confused. And they're going to try to hold you back. They're going to try to challenge you. Say that what you're doing is wrong. They're going to, who are you? I don't even know you anymore. Well, you didn't know me to begin with, because that wasn't me, right? So how do we step out into the world as our badass self, as our authentic self, in a way that we don't let anybody stop us or hold us back, or create plant a seed of doubt in our head? We're going to learn how to step into the world confidently and authentically in all aspects of life. And in 12 weeks, that's what we're going to do. It's a transformational journey to unleash the badass that is already within you. It's in there. It's been pushed down. And when that comes up, you're going to carry that badass self into your life empowered, the empowered version of you. We're going to embrace life with authenticity, with resilience, with confidence. And not confidence that we're, oh, hey, I'm confident. No, confidence in who you are at the core. And that, my friends, is your own personal heaven. That, my friends, is true freedom. Now, I am really excited to share this course with you. I'm really excited to go through it with all of you, because this book has lit something within me to where I'm showing up in that way. So where I'm also unleashing this badass within. Because I've also been domesticated. All of us have. But we don't have to be. We have the choice. Now that we have the awareness, it's up to us. Do we continue to go through life asleep while we're awake? Domesticated and not connected to our true authentic self? Or now that we're aware, do we make the changes and live the rest of our lives the most authentically as we possibly can? And that's what's up, y'all. So I'm really excited to share this with all of you. We already have a great group that has enrolled with us. Now, this does start the week of September 11th. And so you have until September 10th to join us in this challenge, in this 12-week Unleash Your Inner Badass Mastermind. And so if you're interested in joining us for that, if that sounds like something that you want to do, and listen, it rolls all the way into December. So you're going to head into 2024 as your true authentic self, as your badass self. Imagine starting a whole fresh slate, a new year that way. If that sounds interesting to you, I'm going to put the links in the comments so that you can learn more and you can get signed up. And if you have any questions, I am here. So send me a message. I would love to talk to you about it further if you have any questions or anything like that. But I promise you, this is going to be a super powerful transformational journey. And if it's not for you, you don't like, for whatever reason, you don't want to join us in the group coaching, read the book. If you haven't read the book, read it. The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. It's a personal guide to your personal freedom. Because we're all prisoners within our own mind and our own bodies right now. And that is a freaking sin. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope to hear from you, and I hope to see you in our 12-week mastermind. I'm telling you, it is going to be freaking badass, and we're all going to leave there the best badass version of ourselves. All right, I'll be back soon. Have a good day.